everybody. Welcome to Indie Film Cafe. I'm your host, Jonathan Mooney. I'm here with...
Paulie, presented as the Moo Cow. Moo!
And I'm also with...
Just Jen.
All right, and we're here, gonna be watching Thanksgiving.
Yay! Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
This is a movie that I saw, like, bits and parts of. I don't think I've ever watched the whole thing of... Paul has seen it.
Many times, but it's been a while, I have to say.
And I'm pretty sure Jen...
Just assume not.
Although you have watched some movies that I would never have thought that you would have watched, so it's never, you never know.
You pretty much can assume.
Well, when it comes to evil turkey puppets, yeah, that's probably a safe bet.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying your dad wouldn't put on Thanksgiving with you?
No. That wouldn't be on the list.
Oh, darn.
So, evil turkey puppet, you know, you can't go wrong with that. But that's my point of view. Who knows what these guys are going
to
say?
I don't know. But we'll find out after we listen to some mood music.
Okay, I guess we're back. Wow.
Wow. We just finished watching
Thanksgiving. So, reactions.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Jen.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Evil turkey puppet.
Yeah. Bad dialogue.
Bad acting.
Bad
most everything.
Yeah.
But the acting I felt like was purposely bad. You know? Like, there's no way that they didn't know that that was horrible when they were doing it.
I'm sure. Parts of it, it's hard to tell in some places.
No, but I feel like this movie is, like, kind of poking fun at those really bad... holiday horror movies, you know, or whatever, like Friday the 13th.
I'm sure it realized it had no other chance but to do that.
Yeah, you have a killer turkey movie. That's what's going to happen.
How seriously can you possibly take it? It's what I like about it, and what it just tickles me to no end, especially when I show it to people who've never seen it before, is the movie's constant denial of any recognizable strip of reality whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it just sort of spins along in its own weird version of the universe. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the scene where they go back to the girl's house, the I forget her name, the sweet girl's house, to her father, the sheriff.
And Kristen, right?
Kristen's house. And instead of the sheriff, it's the turkey puppet with the sheriff's face carved off, who's clearly like 10 times smaller than and is a turkey. And yet they don't recognize him. And she gives him a kiss on the mouth and says, hi, daddy. Like, really? You can't tell? And then none of them could tell. It's like, what?
All right. I think we should go back and like kind of explain the story a little bit.
Oh, dear. I'm going to let you do that.
Good luck.
All right. So, apparently there are five people. I wanted to say friends, but, like, only maybe four of them knew each other.
I don't even think they were friends. I mean, it's hard to tell.
I know. But they're supposed to be somewhat friends. Like, I don't know. So, what are the characters' names? There's
Johnny. He's our football player, pretty boy.
He's our 28-year-old passing as a 19-year-old.
35, more like.
Yeah.
We're gonna use passing loosely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pass.
There's Allie. She's the slutty girl.
Slutty girl Allie.
Oh,
Jen's
so
favorite
lame.
Character.
We'll talk about the characters in a little bit, but let's get to the story. So then there's Kristen.
Kristen.
The really nice,
the
kind of
sweet,
shy,
girl.
You know, sweet girl. What was the
Billy?
Billy's a big
Billy's
guy.
Billy's the redneck guy.
Yeah, and then, the heavy, hick, dumb guy.
And what was the other guy?
The nerdy guy?
Nerdy guy.
I forget nerdy guy's name.
Because they don't really call him his name much. No. By his name.
Well, they do, but they do. It's I just a different, don't remember. Like, all the other names are very generic. I mean, Johnny, Billy, come on.
Sounds all right.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I mean, you could just call him Nerdy Guy, and you know that you're going to know who it is.
Well, you guys talk real big. I'm going to grab something.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna get situated here. Yeah, some of us are not situated. Ready.
I know, we're excuse me, we're doing this, but we didn't end up doing what?
I don't know, I was just being stupid.
Okay.
Like this movie!
This movie kind of brings that out of you. I did not know it was made in 2009.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, I thought it was like 2006.
Nope.
The,
oh my God,
they all these flip phones, so it's hard to tell.
No. 3 years makes a big difference.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, when you look at movies from 2006 to 2009, technology had gotten way more advanced. They were using cameras that I think would have.
Yeah.
You know. but anyway.
I don't know,
yes.
Okay.
Technologically advanced is the phrase I'm thinking of when I think of Thanksgiving.
Definitely. Okay.
Darren was
Darren, the guy. That's right. There you go.
So, all right. So there is, and then we also forgot to mention Wanda Lust, who played the Naked Pilgrim.
Yes.
Who's in the very beginning of the movie. Like, literally, it says on the main menu that there's warning tits in the first,
7 seconds or something.
Like, the first second or something. And it was, pretty much, yeah. First second or whatever in the movie, you get that, and then
it grabs your attention.
So it starts off back in 1621 was mm-hmm. that? 1621
them olden days, they says,
mm-hmm. when apparently an evil Turkey went and did a massacre in this town, and it apparently does it every 505 years.
Of course.
I think that's
as you do.
Only so that they could get it to that date of 2009 or whatever, makes absolutely no sense. Usually you would think that it would say 500 years and they would have it be it.
Well, like, I think that was one of the jokes of it. It's 505.
Right. There's a lot of jokes in the movie.
Yeah,
some of them work, most of them don't.
Yeah, jokes, attempts at jokes.
Yeah.
Words said in the general vicinity of jokes.
So basically then we go to present day, and these five people, I don't want to say friends, because it was so random. They weren't even, they almost felt like they all didn't even know each other.
I know, in a way, yeah.
Yeah, Johnny knew Allie and Kristen, I guess. And I guess Billy knew them too.
Right.
They didn't know Darren except for Billy. Billy
he was
and Darren.
He's with me. It's okay.
He's weird till you get to know him or something like
right,
that.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still weird throughout the whole movie.
But he refers to out of the characters as if he already knows them, which is weird. So there are some inconsistencies with the characters.
Continuity.
But yeah, so they get together in the back of a Jeep. Which I'm positive is if it's not the director's Jeep and it's yet one of the actors or someone's, because that Jeep gets used an awful, awful lot. It's spring break.
No.
Or isn't it?
No.
No, it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving break.
But they're acting like it's spring break.
Exactly. That's
that
kind of the confusing
bizarre.
Thing. And they're all going to get, I guess they're all going to, he's the only one that has a vehicle? Is that why they're all getting into the Jeep and going together?
Well, it appeared to me that, Johnny, Billy, and then the two girls do know each other, maybe not well, but they're all from the same town, so they're all going to drive home together, sort of
Muller's
thing.
Relies on a simple recipe to
make
pasta.
sorry about that.
I have no idea what that was.
Oh, dear.
I was just going with it.
That's the haunted by evil turkeys who are trying to get us to do things.
Yeah, cook pasta, apparently. Okay.
What the hell? All right.
I don't know.
This is, by the way, this
we
is
said
the
that
last.
Movie a lot.
We didn't even talk about this, but this is like the last episode of the season before we do. We're gonna do like a wrap up, podcast at some point. But a
few weeks.
Yeah, but this is like literally the last of the movies that we're gonna watch and everything, and so of course we're gonna have some random shit happen, just like last week when we had when I had a really nasty cold and had to get through that crap. So yeah.
So we had to go out with a bang with an evil turkey puppet.
But at least my voice is back. So yay! There we go. Anyway, let's continue on to the story. So they all go out, and then they find out that they're at, what was it called? Crawlburg.
Yeah, because the car breaks down.
Yeah.
Car breaks down, of course.
Of course it does.
And so the car breaks down, and they end up, Darren finds a sign that says Crawlburg.
Right.
And then he knows... After a little bit, oh my God, Crawlburg is the place where all this happened.
I love how he reads it. He like uses his finger to go from one letter all the way across the board. Crawlburg.
And he angled it very nicely towards the camera so yes. We all could see it.
I can read.
Yeah.
Crawlburg. Where have I heard that name before?
So anyway, they end up going and they're camping out because that's what you do when your car breaks down.
With their beer, because he's like, we've got beer, we've got tents, let's camp.
Okay, real quick though, another inconsistency, maybe continuity, wait for it so you can tell me if this, what you guys think about this, but it was so strange that they were in the car going somewhere and...
That is strange.
Like, no, but they never say where they were going.
I guess they were going home.
They were going home?
Yeah, they're going home for Thanksgiving break.
So they were in college.
I'm assuming.
Or high school. They act like they're from high school.
I thought they were in high school. Like, they literally acted like they were
in college. The shots earlier, stock footage earlier was from a college.
Right.
Okay, all right.
So I got the impression they were going home from college.
Right. That's what I was thinking, too.
Okay.
Community college, maybe, because none of them seem particularly bright.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were going home.
Yeah.
But why do they have tents in the car?
I don't know. No. I have no... Because it's convenient.
A Jeep.
So there's got to be...
It's convenient.
Yeah.
Continuity!
You just never know when you're going to need to pop up a tent and...
That's right.
Get killed by a giant turkey.
It happens.
Killer turkey. Anyway, so they go there. They're popped up in the tents, and they end up... we forgot about the hermit.
Right. So meantime, while that's going on...
While they're driving, the car breaks down.
Right. There's a segue to this hermit, whose name I don't even know, and he's going out to his outhouse with his furry buddy named Flashy, and his shotgun, of course, and goes in there, and Flashy, being the mischievous little scamp that she is, runs off and into the woods and stumbles across what looks to be some kind of very fake-looking painted, totem pole, about... 3 inches tall or something in the ground. Clearly the dog is stopping there because somebody put some food on the ground because it starts eating something. And then somebody off camera, in a way of simulating urination, looks like the dog's urinating on that spot. And that is the thing that actually revives Turkey, evil Turkey, and he pops up out of the ground.
Why did he need to be
I don't know.
That's another thing. Why did he need to be resurrected when he comes back every...
I don't know.
Like, it would have made more sense if for some reason he was already being resurrected at the same time.
Well, how do you know it wasn't?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was never explained or whatever.
However, as you recall, he does say he's pissed because the dog pees on him. So, yeah, there's the level of jokes, my friends. And, So, first thing Evil Turkey, being an Evil Turkey, does is kill the poor dog. Muffy, no!
They should have made a joke where he said, I'm pissed off, but about being pissed on.
Or something like that. I'm pissed. I guess brevity being the soul of wit for this film. But, so yeah, he kills the dog. The guy comes out. Where's Flashy? No, Flashy! And then he sees the turkey. He's like, damn you, turkey, I'm going to kill you. It's not like, there's a turkey that's speaking to me.
It's none of the characters ever at all. No question. And we'll get to another character later that just completely.
It's not a normal reaction whatsoever.
No. But okay, and that's a running theme. I'm just thinking about that. It is. It's a running theme.
That's what I'm saying about how it sort of reinvents its own reality, which is kind of the fun thing about the film.
If you want to call it that, sure. But the turkey comes back to life, kills the dog, which really disappointed me.
Aww.
But you don't really see it, so it didn't bother me as much, you know? Like, right. You kind of hear him, whatever, but, you know, whatever. It didn't bother me as much. Usually those things do. I usually care about the dogs more than I care about the people. Oh, yeah. And that dog is so adorable, but for some reason, this movie is so bad, it just doesn't even it doesn't even make me sad about the dog dying, because I just know that dog didn't die.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't feel it at all, so whatever. Anyway.
Turkey dies.
So continuing on. They're in the woods, and they hear about the story of the turkey. The girl goes in the woods to go to the bathroom.
To call her dad.
Right, because remember, Darren, is that his name? You know, tells mm-hmm. them when he finds the sign that, hey, this is the spot where there was a turkey massacre 505 years ago. And he sort of provides the background and the exposition mm-hmm. of what's going on. Of course, they laugh at him because it's a freaking ridiculous idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And so that's when she goes off because she's got to call her dad. She called him earlier, and we have that cutaway to where you meet the sheriff, where he's at the table, and the stepmom is there, and she gives him one of my favorite scenes in the film is gives him some coffee. And he's with his fake mustache is sitting there.
God damn, Cheryl, that coffee tastes like shit. What'd you do, take a dump in it?
As a matter of fact, I sure did. I want a fucking divorce.
Hot. And she shows him the coffee pot with a turd floating in it. And then that's when she calls him the first time, and she's like, oh, you're coming home. By the way, your stepmom left me. Yeah. Just very matter of fact.
And then she just gets off the phone like, okay. Like, once again, as a matter of fact, like, you know, I guess this happens all the time to them. That sheriff is not the smartest of the people in the world.
There's nobody smart in this film.
But I don't understand why he had to be a sheriff. Like, it could have been cool if he were, like, the sheriff trying to, like, stop the turkey, you know. Like, he was the one they called.
What a giant star on his hat. They were looking for a reason.
Exactly. And a giant star in his shirt. They matched.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's like they had a sheriff outfit, and they just decided, just throw this on. You'll be the sheriff.
Yeah.
It makes no difference.
I honestly feel like this movie wasn't, like, actually had a script to it. Like, it just was, like, hey, go out there and, you know, we'll make stuff up as we go.
Sure.
But there was a script. There's two writers of it. Which I'm, like, I can just picture them writing together. And
two writers put this together.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Anyway.
So
going back to the story. We haven't finished the story, I guess, yet. Which, I mean, I was thinking it didn't have that much of a story, but it kind of does. So anyway, the girl is calling her dad, Kristen, and then she sees the turkey and runs back.
No one hears the scream.
No.
Nobody hears the scream whatsoever, but she runs back and she starts crying about the, you know, turkey coming, you know.
And they make fun of her.
I mean, after the guy had just said at 505 years and it's going to be 45 minutes till that time, then he does not believe that there's a turkey in the woods where they were just at. Like, what? Like, it makes no sense. But,
well, I mean, it is a ridiculous concept, but
well, I mean, this movie reminds me of movies like Cabin Fever. And I believe that this is kind of like, nope, not in the same thing. Like, it's, you know, Cabin Fever was a good movie where it was, you know, like, set in the woods, five friends go out and, you know, party up in the cabin, blah, 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 and then they have to deal with this. This is like that, except totally making fun of it in some way or another. You know, being like a ridiculous version of cabin fever in a way, right? Except for the killer turkey.
Okay, so back to the story.
Okay, so where were we? We were at...
So she runs back. They don't take her seriously. Yeah,
they're making fun of her.
They go to bed.
Well, yeah. Everybody flirts with Johnny.
Of course, because he's the handsome football player.
Yes.
Who's twice their age.
Yes. So the girls... apparently, they only have two tents, so the girls share a tent, and then Johnny and... God, what's the nerd's name again?
Darren,
thank you. They share a tent.
Do they?
Yes.
Did he go on Johnny's tent?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Billy...
sleeps outside, remember?
Why did he go outside? Other than the reason that happened is he got pooped on by the turkey.
I don't know why he was out there.
Well, I think at one point they mentioned the fact that his personal hygiene might not have been the best.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well... so they so the next morning, as I said, the redneck guy, that the hermit, basically has like a shotgun out, and he is trying to protect Billy. And Billy was all freaked out, like, why is this guy here? And he was like, I'm protecting you. The turkey was there earlier, you know, otherwise you wouldn't have turkey poop on you. And it was like, okay, so the turkey was there and didn't kill him?
Just pooped on him. And let's just be honest for a second. Those poops were really marshmallows that had a little bit of food coloring. I mean, they were squarish like marshmallows were.
I wasn't looking that closely to it, but all right.
Oh, dude, when the coffee scene happened, you were like wigging out.
Yeah.
That was funny, I thought.
That was gross.
But seeing your reaction was funny.
I know. Compared to some of the other stuff we've seen, you freaked out more for, you know, turning the coffee.
Dude, because if somebody did that to me, I would fucking be pissed.
You think so?
Some other things in here that you didn't bat an eye?
What? Like, a lot of it.
You kind of know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, but I'm more afraid of somebody pooping in my coffee than I am.
He lives in fear of this. I know. He's always making sure nobody's pooping in his coffee when he goes to Wawa.
Yeah, dude, you better not poop in my coffee.
Yeah, I'll probably pee in it instead.
No. Don't do anything to my coffee. See, my coffee is like treasure to me, man. Oh, but dear. Like, you know, when I see somebody's eyes get ripped out or neck get ripped out, it doesn't matter. That's not going to happen to me. But somebody put fucking...
somebody pooped in the coffee? No!
Right. Like, yes. Exactly. No. Oh,
dear.
Anyway, so, moving on.
Yeah, they get back in the car... right?
Right.
After that, they get back in the car and take off.
Yeah, because the car cooled down, I guess, and stuff.
Right. Yeah, he had a tool and did something under the hood.
Twisted a couple of things, and
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was supposed to be.
Ridiculous.
He's the car guy, you know, he knows how to fix all his cars. Yeah,
that's what jocks and car guys are, sort of the same thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess. And then the world of Thanksgiving, I guess. Right. That's how you...
twisted logical world of the movie.
Anyway, so they go off, and the turkey has to get to town.
Right, somehow. Because they all get home.
So they all get home, so he wants to go follow them.
Oh, dear.
So basically, we come across a driver who picks up a hitchhiking turkey.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. Please, Jen, I want to hear you describe this.
No.
I
do not think I appreciated the scene as much as... either one of you.
No, I didn't even like it. I hated it.
It was so ridiculous.
You still didn't freak out as much as the turd in the coffee.
No.
So...
because I would never pick up a turkey.
Really?
I would never, but I would drink something. I would drink a cup. This is going to be throughout the whole thing. You're going to be bringing this up. I swear to God.
Oh my God. This was the moment that broke Jonathan Moody was the poop in the coffee.
Don't poop in my coffee. That I wish you get a shirt that says "Don't poop in my coffee."
Harry, we can make this with an evil turkey on it.
I know.
So anyway, the turkey has to go find the kids to kill him. He can't get there, so he's on the side of the road hitchhiking, and
a car doesn't have anything. He just walks up to the road.
Yeah. So the car pulls over, and this really creepy looking guy looks at him, looks at the turkey, and says, "Gas, ass, or grass," and doesn't seem to mind when the turkey says, I don't have any grass. So I guess I'll do ass. And hops into the car with him. So again, talking turkey doesn't faze anybody. And what's the guy do? Immediately he starts looking at the turkey's butt and saying, "Oh, that's a real tight asshole." It's like, what? What reality have we stumbled into? What weird rabbit hole have we gone down that we're seeing some kind of weird predatory hitchhiking turkey molester? You know? But as it turns out, he's chosen to molest the wrong turkey. And some from, I don't know where he gets it, but turkey pulls out a shotgun and tortures the guy because he like makes him call his daughter.
Oh, yeah. And then shoots him while he's talking to his daughter.
Very odd.
That scene, I didn't dig that scene at all because like it was odd, but it was also like, I mean that's horrible like situation.
He's a mean turkey.
I know, but like that was even bad for him. You know.
Although he did not poop in anyone's coffee, so I say what you want about that turkey.
I know, stepmom, man. I would not marry
stepmoms
her.
Can be vicious. What can I say? But anyway,
when they want to leave.
So after that, of course, Turkey just drives the car because, of course, he can because he's a turkey. And he drives, and I guess he knows exactly where they are because he shows up. I think he shows up to Allie's house first, right?
Yeah. So no. They drop Allie off. They drop Kristen.
They drop everybody off. He drops everybody off.
And I think it's Allie he goes to first.
The turkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes, because she has the boy.
Right. She's Allie's being Allie, and she's the slut puppy of the group. So she's got some guy there, and she goes back to her room, and I guess she's on her stomach, sort of getting it from behind, as you do, and Turkey comes up and kills him. She doesn't notice a damn thing. And so while she is in the position, I guess he feels, why not go ahead and have a little fun? So she gets stuffed by the turkey.
That's what he said. You just got stuffed.
So there is turkey puppet rape in this film, just so you know out there.
That's a trigger for you. Probably should not watch it.
If you've ever been molested by a killer turkey puppet, you may not want to watch this film because there is some of that here. This probably is the part that crossed the line for you, I'm sure. You know, it's so ridiculous and retarded and stupid. You know, I don't know. I personally can't find any reason to get really annoyed by it other than the fact that it's ridiculous. But, you know, that's just me. So, of course, naturally, the next thing he does is kills Allie and then goes on to the next.
I wasn't upset about him killing Allie.
Oh,
you loved her.
Ah, no.
She was your favorite.
She was so fucking annoying.
She puts vac in the word vacuous.
Overacted.
Like, I'm going to act as stupid as possible. Yeah.
You're almost as stupid as me.
Yeah.
Too much.
I know, and I think that was the way she was written, obviously, right, to be that overly dumb and everything like that.
Unrealistic, as opposed to the rest of this film.
But anyway.
Yeah, so Allie's gone. So that just leaves the other kids, and the next one, I believe, is Billy, right?
Billy, and then...
No. Johnny's parents.
Johnny's parents, that's right.
You know, Johnny and his dad, they haven't spoken to each other since he was made backup quarterback, you know.
He broke his leg.
What, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago is what he said, yeah.
2 weeks ago. Okay, yeah, they haven't been talking to each other since.
For 2 weeks.
I know.
So it's great. So he shows up.
Johnny's the same age as his mother.
He shows up, knocks on the door, and, you know, 35-year-old Johnny's looking at 42-year-old mom.
Yeah, so why does everybody knock on their doors? I mean, I might knock on my parents' door, but I still got a key to go in.
Right.
And when I was in college, I just walked right in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't knock on my folks' door. I am your child. You must have a full fridge and pantry to feed me.
There you go.
Wherever this was filmed, maybe they're just being polite.
They're being polite.
Yeah, whatever.
So you get the whole background sort of with Jimmy and his father, Johnny and his father.
No, get your generic white man name
sorry. Yes, the jock. Mm-hmm. And it's not even worth talking about because it's so stupid. And anyway, the turkey kills Dad, which is a relief to everyone. And then Johnny decides he's really pissed and, I'm going to kill you, turkey. And I don't understand why the damn turkey doesn't just kill him right then and there. Mm-hmm. But he does not.
Then,
kills the mom, or at least...
Well, it's implied, and you can tell, because Mom has some red food coloring in her eyes.
And are on her neck.
And on her neck.
But she's standing there.
Yeah, that was weird. Mm. That was the strangest death thing I've ever seen. Like, it was... She was standing, but dead. Like, that would not... No.
You think that works?
Maybe no. She was leaning up against an oven roaster or something. I don't know. Very weird. A wishbone.
I'm still mad about the poop in the coffee.
Yes, I know.
Anyway,
you thought the possible death of the dog was going to get you riled up.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was before I saw the coffee.
Okay.
So that chases off Johnny, whatever the hell his name is, the jock. And he goes flying back, and they all meet up over at Billy's place.
I thought it was Kristen's house.
Not yet.
Oh,
they meet
no.
at Billy's place.
Meet
first.
At Billy's place.
Right. And
does Billy not have any parents? Because we never...
I don't think so, or I wouldn't claim him if he did. So they decide, okay, so they need to do some research, and that's why they go back to Kristen's house, because
all
the libraries were closed.
To find Allie.
Right.
They're like,
right.
Oh, we have, hopefully she hasn't been killed yet. And they go, oops. She's been killed.
Mm.
Yeah. And they don't seem particularly broken up about that fact either, which is funny. So that's when they decide, okay, the libraries are closed, so what should we do? And then she's like, oh, my dad, the sheriff, has a whole bunch of books. I'm sure you can find a book about an evil turkey in here,
yes.
Because that makes the complete sense.
Yes.
So
there's a bunch of books, so of course we have one about
a bunch of books in his garage.
Right. So in the meantime, Turkey, who's very clever, has already thought ahead and has already prepared for this contingency by showing up already at the sheriff's house in a disguise, in an extremely clever disguise that you could never pull off in a million years. He has a pair of fake glasses and a mustache. And he rings the bell, and here comes the sheriff, who is also dressed up for his party in a turkey suit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... I guess he thinks the turkey is a midget. Like,
yes.
Because he's like, oh, is Kristen home? She's like, oh, not yet. And
I didn't know she had midget friends.
Right. It's another one of those bits of complete, disassociation from reality. Right.
There's turds in this coffee.
I know. But you know what really annoyed me in this scene?
It's so funny.
Is that, and I just thought about it. Like, I just literally thought about it, but... There, he says something to him, like, the turkey cusses and says, fucking. And so he's like, he says something about how you're,
What, midget can't cuss?
Midgets can't cuss. And he's like, no, it's not about the age.
It's not the height of the fuck. It's the age of the fuck.
Like, how old are you? And I'm like, he's got a fucking mustache.
He's a turkey.
I mean, I'm, that doesn't even bother me. He has a fucking mustache.
It doesn't bother you that he's talking to a turkey.
Just that I'm already suspending my disbelief.
Oh my
this guy.
God! By like
but
the longest suspenders in
I
the
know,
world.
I know. And then the mustache killed it. Because really?
I don't think he had the mustache.
He didn't have a mustache. Did
it
he?
Was the nose. It was those fake glasses
with
the nose attached.
Yeah.
Maybe there was a mustache.
No, the sheriff
nose,
had
but...
a mustache. The sheriff had a fake mustache.
But I don't know if the
turkey had glasses on the nose. In fact, I almost thought they were wax lips, but they're not.
But he didn't look young.
No.
He didn't look human. That bothered me. Anyway.
He didn't look like anything except a turkey with a pair of glasses and a fake nose. Like, there's no
puppet.
Way in hell anybody with even the tiniest brain cell could mistake him for anything but that. And yet the sheriff does. And they sit and they talk about coffee. They make uncomfortable, awkward small talk. And finally, Turkey has to leave, and I guess the sheriff says one too many things about little people, and Turkey's like, what's it? So he kills the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And then rips off his face.
Yes.
And puts it on himself.
We don't know this yet until the kids show up, and once again, someone's ringing the bell in order to go in their house, and there is the sheriff, the turkey, with the sheriff's face tied on. You can see the rope on this little turkey, and the first thing Kristen says is, "Oh, hi, Daddy," and gives him a kiss, because she doesn't recognize it, nor do the other kids. It's like if the last shredlings of my sanity were kind of snapped right there the first time I saw this. After that, I was like, okay, movie, bravo. Bravo. You erased my brain. Good for you. You did it. Not too many movies can do this, but you did.
Yes. So they asked permission to go to the garage to look for a book.
And he doesn't even know where it is because he doesn't live there.
Yep.
Is there a garage? You know, whatever.
Remind me again where it is.
Oh, Dad, you're so weird because of your rapidly fading memory.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. She says,
oh, my God.
So we go into a garage that's full of boxes. I didn't see any books there originally.
No, but that's the time they have the research montage. So instead of a training montage, you get a research montage, and they're looking through various books and boxes, and Billy is stuffing himself with whatever garbage he happens to find on the floor because he's hungry. You know.
Mm-hmm. We forgot.
Well, then he gets that book, that the little golden book, and right. They do kind of a, you know, learning to read thing there.
We forgot to mention this earlier, but spoilers. Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. You know,
we've been spoiling the hell out of this movie.
Uh-oh.
So if you've been listening and you're really mad, well, that was your fault.
The turkey is a puppet. Okay, I'm going to spoil that right for you right now.
Okay, so going on. So there was, let's see. So they're looking at these books and Darren finds it, right?
Of course he does, the nerd.
Yeah, he finds the book. But the problem is, there's a mathematical code he has to crack.
Halfway through the book.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. What? That's, why does math have to, like, because he's a nerd?
Right, exactly.
Is that the only joke?
And then it's funny because Billy is like, I hate books. Why can't they just tell us stuff? It's like, well, that is generally what books do. Unfortunately, not in this universe. So, that point, Billy's had enough. And
he's hungry,
so they're like, okay, just go off until you find some food, which is, of course, the ridiculous, you know, you never do this in any movie, you never split the party up, because as soon as you do, you're going to get killed, so naturally, that's exactly what happens. Billy wanders off through the kitchen. He actually sees the turkey dragging the faceless dead body of the sheriff off, and doesn't even bat an eye. Oh, I'm just cleaning up. And he goes for a walk. And he sees what I can only politely describe as a very strange, poor, animated roast turkey floating.
Well, it wasn't really animated. It almost looks like a sticker. It was the cartoonish drawn sticker. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Kind.
It was really weird. It's just kind of floating in front of him. So, yeah. Naturally, as you might do, the very first thing he does is take it in his hands somehow and swallows the entire thing, because that's what you do.
Well, because he's the big guy who's always hungry and dumb, and yeah.
Oh, that's dumb on a whole other level.
That up a little much.
And, of course, it's that pestiferous, clever turkey who has disguised himself, and he kills Billy by tunneling out of his chest cavity and turns around and gives the famous line of the movie,
gobble gobble motherfucker.
That's the famous line.
That's the tagline.
Oh, okay.
That's the line that everybody knows from this movie.
Famous,
the only
famous
line that they know from this movie.
I'm sure you've heard of it many times.
Okay. I will take y'all's word for it.
Internet memes aplenty, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, dumbass fat redneck Billy, who ate a floating animated turkey sticker, is now dead. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember what happens at that point.
They find him.
Yeah, I guess they go looking for him.
Well, don't they find the dad, the sheriff?
Yeah, they do, because they do. I remember she freaked out about her dad.
Yeah, well, she freaks really out for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. And then they took off, and that's when they find Billy, and Darren has his little flashback about being best friends.
That was amazing. It was an extended one.
Oh, my God.
One.
Sharing ice cream and holding hands.
You were my best friend.
Oh, my God.
But then a turkey killed you, and you were my dead friend.
Oh, my God.
That lasted forever.
I have to say, when I first saw that, I really broke up. I just thought it was hysterical. It's so crazy.
But no, but I agree, Jen. It did. Like, it went on way too much.
It did.
And that song was atrocious.
What I didn't get to is they just had to show the fake guts spilling out of Billy constantly. It's like he was in love with that camera angle.
Right, right, right. And they were bad. Much. They were fake. They were just, you could tell. It's like, you know, socks that have been filled up and tied off and dipped in red paint color. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's the touching and amazing emotion filled.
And what Darren was more upset about Billy dying than Kristen was about her dad.
Right.
And Johnny was about his parents.
Right. Right. Right.
And of course, no one cared about Allie.
No one cared about Allie.
Darren showed the most emotion.
He did.
Of all the characters. Yeah.
An overabundance of it, frankly. So, at that point, they all get in the car and they decide that they have to go and find the turkey. And they're looking for it. He must be in his teepee. How many teepees could there be in town?
And be in his TV.
Well, wait a minute. No, they said that in the garage before they found Billy. It's like, where could he be? He could be in a teepee. And if he's not in a teepee, he's out
killing your friend.
Okay.
So, yeah. Very true.
Well, and then they discover they have to tie him to a stake or burn him
like a witch
and say this spell over him.
Yeah, there's like a Latin thing he has to say backwards.
Yeah.
It's some ridiculous thing. It makes no sense.
No.
Unlike the rest of the film, it just made no sense.
I know. Well, the best thing is the sheriff's turkey costume.
I know. That was hysterical.
But, all right.
Anyways, what happens next?
I think that's when they find the teepee.
Mm.
On the side of the road, because there's no other place for it to go. And turkey's inside, tossing a salad. There's another example of the level of humor in this film, guys. He's tossing a salad while there's classical music being played in the background. And they burst in, right? And because they come up with this plan, and he's like, we only had rope. And he like pulls the string out of his pocket.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, do we have a lighter? And he's like, pulls that out too. Because he's always talking in football analogies. So he's like, yeah, I'll call an audible. Yeah, that was definitely groan-inducing.
No, but before then, she even said something about calling an audible. It was like they were trying so hard to make it like, oh, he's the jockey, he's going to get these things or whatever. Or then he called it. You know what I mean? It was noxious.
There's a lot of over-trying in a lot of the jokes.
Yeah.
You know, they make the crack about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Three times!
Oh, looks like somebody's trying to get with you, Johnny.
Haven't you noticed? She tries that with everyone. It's like her legs are harder to shut than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Oh, shit! Dang! Damn, that was good!
Goodness gracious, that one joke, it would have been okay the first time. I kind of chuckled, you know, even though I was like, that's a dated line because, like, kids these days, if they ever watch this on Prime,
they're
not going to know what that was. You know, they're not going to understand that joke. But, you know, doing it three times just is overkill. Like, two times is overkill.
What got me is it appeared that the second time that they had forgotten that they had already made the joke.
Right, right.
Like, it didn't seem
they started laughing again. Like, they laughed, like, really hard.
Yeah, but it seemed like they completely forgot, or when they were filming it, they forgot they told the joke.
It seemed like the filmmakers forgot that it was used.
Yeah, like, it wasn't done completely
Because then
on
the
accident,
third time, it's the nerd saying it, but it's screwing it up and saying it wrong.
Which was sort of a little funny because he really says it wrong.
Like, oh, he screws it up royally.
So it didn't make any sense.
It's harder to close than JonBenet Ramsey's tent legs. And we're like, what?
Legs. Like, yeah, and that makes, yeah. No, don't. So, that's a bad
joke. Yeah, there's awful lot of over-trying in the film. But, so anyway, we're back at the tent. We're back with Turkey. They have the string. They have the lighter. And so they burst in on Turkey. They make some bad jokes. And...
Well, Johnny and Kristen distract Turkey. And Darren jumps behind and ties him up. String. And then they say the... chant.
Well, it's funny because there's that one point, and this is the one that really, oh my God, I was going to burst the vein, when, you know, the turkey makes a bad joke about killing Johnny's father, and Johnny comes forth like he's going to beat up the turkey, and she stops him. She says, no, this isn't the time. I'm like, what do you mean this isn't the time? When is it possibly going to be the time?
But I thought she said that because the turkey has superpowers or whatever
he's invincible.
So he can't attack the turkey until they take away the powers, which they do after tying him down.
Punch the damn turkey anyway.
You don't want the turkey to run away.
And and then plus they're waiting. Remember, right after that is when Darren grabs the turkey with the string, so, and like wraps him up or whatever, and
puts one loop around him.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's like, I can't get out of here. What's going on? You know, right? Like,
and
what?
That's when they do the weird, stupid backwards chant.
And then, so now he's invincible or whatever.
And they just say it because you can't show it. So they're like, okay, now he's no longer invincible. So now we can kill him. Yay. So now what do we do? They're like, well, I guess you have to blah, 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 blah. And the turkey says, fuck that. And he just runs off.
Oh, well, and then.
Tries to run off.
Yeah. The hermit guy kills him.
Deus ex machina. Fortunately for them, the hermit with the shotgun has been following them, I guess, the whole time, and he runs out.
And he just now comes out.
Right. Just now comes out, face to face, and he's like, oh, shit. And then he gets shot by the turkey, or shot by the gun. The turkey flies through the air and lands into a garbage can.
Yeah.
Filled with?
Well, we don't know yet.
It says it on the side,
but we don't really know the significance of it. They think they've killed it. They kind of gather around it, and they're like, ha ha, we killed the baddest turkey on the planet, blah, 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 blah. And then he becomes super turkey because it turns out it's radioactive waste, as typically it is. So he's toxic Avenger turkey now.
Oh, dear. So they all go back to Kristen's place?
Yes.
Johnny's place?
To watch movies and have snacks.
Yeah.
Because the dead father doesn't really matter, and Johnny's dead parents doesn't really matter. And, and Darren has forgotten about his dead best friend, whom he sang a song about 10 minutes ago.
I'll just sit around, and then Johnny and Kristen decide to make out. And
have
Darren
sex, I guess, because they go on the floor.
Well, yeah, he's like, will you date me? She's like, yes.
Give me a break.
Well, no, she was like, I don't know what to say. Oh, wait, I do know what to say.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
I remember that line. That line was so bad.
So poor.
Well, didn't he turn to Darren and say, said yes?
Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
And Darren's just like looking like, okay.
Yeah, obviously he's become the third wheel, so he's like, I'm going to go pee. And he goes off, and I guess he finds his way into the kitchen, right? And that's where radioactive turkey comes. And first he sticks him in the butt with a meat thermometer. And when the guy falls down, he's like, but can't you just die already? Which I'm sure a lot of people in the audience was saying about the damn turkey. And turkey comes over and first rips his tongue out and then pecks his way through the chest cavity to the heart and pulls the heart out. And, I guess Darren is dying on the floor. Not quite yet, because all of a sudden you get that little dream thing.
Oh, because Billy's calling
from the other side, from heaven. And it's funny. He's like, there's no turkeys up here. Come on, it's fine. And
so
then that's
Darren
the end
dies.
Of Nerd Boy.
Yeah. Which, I mean, honestly, at first he was my least favorite character. By the end of it, he was my favorite character.
I know, same here.
I mean, aside from that stupid song, but I don't think he sang it. It was just somebody else sang it. And stuff like that. He was my favorite character. There's just, like, he was... Yeah, that thing kind of annoyed me after a little bit, but, like, I it became his thing that I just didn't even... It didn't even,
bother me.
Well,
it seemed
like
in parts of the movie, the actor kind of forgot how nerdy he was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's certain parts where he is the stereotypical glasses,
pocket
geeky,
protector,
awkward guy, and then
no
other
social
part he's
graces.
Not. And it's almost like the actor forgot that's how he's supposed to act. You know, which was fine. It was actually better that way.
Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have acted that other way before. Yeah. You know, but,
well, I mean, he wasn't quite as dimly stupid as the rest of them. Let's put it that way, which is nice.
He's still stupid.
Still stupid. I mean, they, you know, Bricks were smarter than most of the characters.
Him and Billy are skipping around in heaven eating ice cream now.
There you
so.
Go. Oh, so, man. Yep, so now there's just the two of them left, and... So at this point, I guess Johnny's looking for Darren, and he goes off to the kitchen because he calls out. He's like, "Where are you?" And I think, I guess, the typical horror movie trope, the lights are out, and he thinks that he's playing a joke. This isn't funny. I don't know how many movies I've seen that in. I never want to see that again. It's so overused. But he goes in there, and then Turkey's like, "Oh, I'm in here making a turkey sandwich."
That's right.
Lures him in there, and all of a sudden, boom. Turkey has got a electric knife and he's stuck it into his guts. And of course he won't die immediately anyway. And there's a big to-do about it. And that's when the sweet girl comes out, Kristen. And there's like a big thing
just
about that.
Don't die, don't
die. Right, right. They run off to a shack.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, "Let's hide in this shack." Well, this is your house. Why do you have a shack there? It's just strange. So they go out there, and he's trying not to die. And, of course, he's still speaking in football metaphors.
Oh,
it's like, there's no timeouts and all all kinds of goofy. And we're all like, please just die. And he finally does. And then that's the point where Turkey's there, and she does, I forget what she does. She hits him with something.
She grabs spray paint and the lighter, because she asks him, "Do you still have the lighter?"
Right.
Okay. And she, you know, lights the spray paint on fire and gets the turkey, and then...
Flaming turkey.
He's burning, and I can't remember why, but all of a sudden she remembers that she has to burn him like a witch, and there just so happens to be a pile of wood shaped like...
A pyre.
Yep.
And she knocks him straight into it.
Yep. Didn't she kick him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. And then
right into that. I mean, the convenience is amazing.
Sets the whole thing on fire, and he's like, "I'll come back, I'll kill you all." And I think, like,
doesn't the hermit appear too?
Yeah. He comes at the end. And then, like, one of his legs falls out, and she picks it up and starts eating it.
Like, it's a chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right, Kentucky Fried Chicken leg. It was funny.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess, like, it's set up. You know, obviously there's going to be the sequel, which, you know, thinks Killing 3 happens later. And
Right. So, yeah. So, while that is ended, there's like this sort of stinger at the end where you see this typical American family enjoying Thanksgiving and they've got a big old butterball turkey.
Well, did you notice that the young man there was the one who... I thought that was the actor who had been sleeping with Allie.
Could be. It wouldn't surprise me.
Earlier in the movie.
But didn't he die?
He did.
I thought so, but it looked like he had the same shirt on and everything.
It was hard to tell because he had a turkey on his head.
That didn't affect what shirt he's wearing.
Possibly. I was looking at the turkey.
Oh, okay.
But in any event...
You were jealous of his hat.
Yes, I was. Mm. So they're sitting around having this thing, and you're looking at the turkey on the table, and you're looking at it, and you're looking at it, and all of a sudden, the turkey gets up and runs off, and he says, "Can you say sequel, motherfucker? Ha ha ha." And he runs off, and then the thing dissolves, and it says, "In space." Which is the inside joke, because when they do Thanksgiving 3, there is no Thanksgiving 2. There was, you know, the movie alludes to a second movie called Thanksgiving 2 in Space, which never existed, and the whole point of Thanksgiving 3 is that Turkey comes back from hell because the movie is so bad that he has to kill everybody involved with it and claim all of the copies of Thanksgiving 2 that are out there.
So there is no Thanksgiving 2.
There is no Thanksgiving 2.
Because of turkey.
Right.
Thanks, turkey.
But there is Thanksgiving 3, and I highly recommend it because, if anything, it is just as wacky, if not wackier, than this film.
Does it have poop in a coffee?
No poop in the coffee, but a lot more puppets standing in for human beings, which I find is very interesting.
Wait, more puppets? Not just one puppet?
Nope. There's a bunch of puppets.
Oh, well, another reason to watch it.
Puppet shenanigans.
All right, so speaking of the puppet shenanigans, let's go to special effects, because that makeup and stuff was done by Troy Smith,
who is
a Facebook friend of mine. Yay. I don't think we've ever physically met. Now, I mean, I've been to a lot of conventions, so if I did meet you, Troy, I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure we haven't. I absolutely loved the puppet.
The puppet was awesome.
The voice was done by Jordan Downey, mm-hmm. who was the director.
Right.
And so I can see that being kind of fun, you know, for him to do. He did a great job with the voice. The writing of Turkey was bad, but because the jokes were just, you know, were like that it's foul play, you know, things like that, just really bad puns and stuff.
It
that
was
like
dry humor, very dry turkey.
No, but it wasn't like
oh dear,
needed more gravy. It wasn't moist enough.
But it was kind of like Freddy Krueger or Chucky or whatever, you know. I not Ghostface, you know, but like those, you know, those ones that say all these stupid puns, you know, right. all the time.
And that's like thousands of films, horror films.
Horror films, yeah. I mean, when they do that, you know, they do it more even now, you know.
Right.
Than ever before, because they think it's funny. But that, it just got kind of annoying after a while. It's like, how many turkey jokes can you do?
Well, and here's the other thing about the puppet. I remember reading something about how they actually set the original puppet on fire and they had to come up with another puppet in order to make the other movie. And I don't remember exactly the ins and outs behind that. Maybe your friend can email us or let us know what the deal was. But I remember something about how that was the one puppet that they had.
Interesting.
It's interesting. So I don't remember Thanksgiving 3 enough to remember if it's the I don't think it's the exact same puppet. I think it's close, but I'd have to go back and check it out. I don't remember if there's commentary. I think there is commentary on this. He probably mentions it in there someplace about the puppet.
That's interesting that there is commentary on this DVD. So I wonder if they made a Blu-ray of this or not.
Oh, like, I hope so.
Yeah.
I know oh, you yes, do. Me too. That was sarcasm.
Really?
Jen loved this movie.
Really was it? Are you
loved
sure?
Loved this movie.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I honestly didn't think she would like it at all anyway. Like, I had this feeling, especially because I remembered the turkey rape scene. And I was like, that might be cross a line over to...
We didn't see anything. I mean, it was ridiculous.
No, but like, rape is a very touchy subject.
I understand.
You know, so some people...
Especially when you're getting stuffed by an evil, nasty turkey.
But see, remember, that didn't bother me, but the fucking coffee did. mm-hmm. Oh, damn you writers. Oh, poop.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
But anyway, like coffee mug. Thanks.
Yep. Poop coffee mug.
Yeah, we know what to get Jonathan for his birthday.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's coming up, so whatever. But anyway, yeah, so like that was, that, you know, so the special effects were great. I mean, no, but
I don't
like
know
the,
about great.
For a low budget, micro budget film.
Yeah, they weren't
it was pretty
that
cool.
bad.
They were funny. I mean, I think they understood that they didn't have the kind of top-notch, you know, budget to be able to do a lot. I think with what they did, they made it funny, they made it humorous, they made it enough that it was comical. Some of the animation was kind of interesting. There was some of that in there.
The worst part, I would say, was the fake turkey that Billy eats.
Yes, that was bad.
That one was really bad. That was
Suburban Sasquatch
bad. Yeah.
Oh, God. To be honest, this stepmother scene with the poop and everything, but that scene with them two
you really
reminded me of Suburban Sasquatch for some reason. Like, I was thinking Suburban Sasquatch when I was watching it, because I was thinking that, like, remember the really bad party, you know, sad party. Just for some reason, I was like thinking these two people would fit in that.
Thinking Muffy, you know, where the dog gets killed there, and he's like, Muffy, no.
Well, that was in Suburban Sasquatch. That was a like a little, but not a puppet, but a little
mop dog.
No, it was like a stuffed dog that they kicked. So you can tell it was not a real dog. This was a real dog. You know,
they did not kill a real dog.
No, I know, they didn't. Thank God. But the dog's name was Jake, apparently.
They did not kill a real turkey, too. So you can... Yeah, so the turkey stuffing actually did not actually happen. That's... Yeah. Some of the effects were interesting. You know, the one thing that got me, was when... when Darren has his little meltdown, and that little sequence, like you said, it kind of goes on and on.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, it was sort of flogging a dead horse kind of a thing.
Oh, come on. There's a lot of that in this whole movie. I mean, honestly, my eyes kept going, you know, I kept kind of sleepy, because, like, some of the scenes just kept going on and on, and I'm like, oh my God, can we move? We move past this part or whatever.
And then, like, the supposed bunny that goes into the fire.
Oh, the bunny that comes flying out of nowhere and, like, oh, that happens in the woods.
It lands in the middle of their fire.
Okay.
And he's like, that bunny's been gnawed by a turkey beak. And you look at it and they keep showing it and it's clearly like a pork chop that's frying.
But it's been gnawed by a turkey beak.
Of course.
Like, he can... Because he's a turkeyologist.
He's a turkeyologist who specializes in evil turkey puppet beaks.
I guess. Because that would be the only explanation for Darren understanding that there was a...
There's really no explanation to anything. Turkey.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
The movie is ridiculous, which is kind of why I like it. It's probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Moving on from special effects.
Okay. With quotations.
Yes.
What's next? Yes. Acting?
I don't...
Or lack thereof.
There were people in there and they were doing stuff. So I guess technically that's called acting.
Oh. I mean, I don't know. Parts of it were good. I mean, some you could tell weren't really trying that hard. Like, you know, Johnny's mom... You know, I don't know how convinced I was by her. First of all, she didn't seem that much older than him. And then secondly, she just didn't seem to really be into the role, such as it was. You know, I thought the actress who played, Lindsay Anderson, who played Kristen, was fine. She, you know, her role is kind of, you know, two-dimensional. She kind of plays the sweet girl, but...
She was cute.
She was cute. And then, you know, the part where she actually has to look at the damn turkey puppet with the face on it and pretend that it's her father and give him a kiss, like, with a smile as if nothing has been changed. I don't know how she did that.
Oh, she had to bend down.
Yes!
Like...
How many takes did it take for that? Because she must have been breaking up at least a dozen times, I would think.
I don't know.
It was just very strange.
It was an odd... freaking scene, period. But
I think the actress who played Allie, I don't know whether she was told to sort of, you know, overdo that part, but I think we all agreed she was kind of an annoying character.
Oh gosh, she was so bad.
But there's gotta be that annoying character that you just can't wait for them to die, you know,
just,
because
her though was just bad.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know. She died, so that was good. That happened.
They all died pretty much.
Yeah, except for Kristen, who, I'm surprised they didn't have her in Thanksgiving 3. I'm sure, you know, she was like, Thanksgiving 1 is enough. I'm sorry.
Well, she really was young when the movie started. Like I said, I'm Facebook friends with her, and I thought she at the time. She was either just out of high school or just starting college, and I think she went back to school, and I'm not sure exactly what she's done since then. I'll have to maybe send her an IM or something and see what's up. But no, she did not come back for Thanksgiving 3 that I recall. I am not even sure if she wanted to really be an actress professionally or not. But I didn't think she did too bad of a job considering what she was given.
Considering
what she was given. I mean, it's a thankless, it's a kind of a thankless role. It's, you know, what are you going to do? You know, some of the other ones, they, you know, like you said, the nerdy guy kind of grew on me too.
I mean, at first I really didn't like him.
Right.
At first. When he was, like, really, really nerdy.
Yeah, they made him so socially inept in the beginning. It was just painful to watch.
Right.
And then, all of a sudden, it's like he lost that. You're right. Mm. It's like he lost that and he became this, like, you know, which is good for a movie if you're the lead character. Because that shows that your character is supposed to go through this, like, thing and change. Johnny and Kristen never change. They stay the same throughout the whole movie.
Well, they start dating.
That's right.
But I mean, I guess.
And you kind of get the impression that Johnny's a bit of a cad early on, but you know, I guess he becomes kind of a nicer guy towards the end. He has to die in order to do that because he finally says that he loves Kristen.
Well, and of course, that's after he says, "I'm kind of glad this happened." Yeah,
I'm kind of glad that my parents died. It's
so ridiculous.
Well,
I'm kind of glad my parents died, your dad's dead.
And he's another one that I thought, given the material, given what he was given, you know, given, I thought he did a pretty good job. I mean, of course, I'm not going to like his character, but, you know.
It was okay.
He was all right.
I found he jumped from kind of bland acting to way, way over the top.
Like, there was no in between.
Exactly. He's just sort of there, and then he is angry at the turkey and hollering and screaming and cursing, and then he's bland again. It's like, there's nothing in between. And yeah. I also found with, especially him, the dialogue didn't seem to suit him.
Some of it.
And it seemed like some of the things that, like, some of the the fucks that he said were thrown in there just so we can say fuck.
Probably.
Like, people don't actually talk like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, on the other hand, I can't imagine during the Stanislav School of Acting that you get a chapter where you talk about how to react to a killer puppet turkey killing your parents.
Well, of course not, but, you know, but you don't react like,
I forgot she punched the turkey. That was fun.
Yeah, so... All right, well, I guess we talked about the acting, we talked about the, you know, there's not much to say with the writing and direction. The direction was kind of bland, and the writing was just silly and off-the-wall weird, and just stupid. Like, just like, what's her name said, Allie said, you know, this is dumber, you're even dumber than I am, or something like that. This movie makes you dumber than, you know, like, watching
it. That kind of stuff only happens in the movies.
Oh, my God, yes.
So silly and ridiculous. But I guess we're at the point where we should talk about rankings.
Oh, boy.
Now, usually I go first, so I'm going to pass it on to one of you this time.
No, I'm going first.
There you go.
All right, I actually was giving this a lot of thought while I was watching it because that's all I could think about was, what am I going to rank this movie? And, you know, okay, is it Neil Breen bad?
No, nothing is Neil Breen bad.
It can't be that bad. But is it, I'm trying to think of the other stuff that we've had that were the top. I want to say I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Wow, really?
Like, it's bad, you know, to me.
It's bad.
It is a bad, bad movie.
So it's worse than Barn of the...
Barn of the Blood Llama. Yes. Wow, really?
Wow, what was Barn of the Blood Llama?
You gave that a 9, I think.
You gave it a 9.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. It's worse than Barn of the Blood Llama.
Wow.
I would agree.
How many times can you say that if you've seen movies that are worse than Barn of the Blood Llama?
Well, I mean, so apparently twice.
You're tying it with Birdemic.
I'm tying it with Birdemic. Yes. That is true. That Birdemic and this movie go hand in hand as, like, horrible fucking movies. Not, like, I mean, and but the difference between Birdemic and Thanksgiving is at least Thanksgiving kind of knows it's not, you know, a great movie. Like, they're not trying to make a Citizen Kane or a Birds.
Citizen,
you know,
Turkey.
Freaking, but Birdemic, they didn't know. I think they really tried to make a good movie and they just failed miserably. So, like, I tie with them, but at least I give credit to the director and writer who know it's a
turkey.
Yes, it's a turkey. It's a turkey. Like, as was it Leonard Maltin would always
put it.
It was a turkey. It was a bomb.
So you give it a 9.5.
I give it 9.5. What about you, Jen?
You're next, Jen.
I'm same.
Same. Really? 9.5.
Yeah.
Because it's not Neil Breen wins this year, I think.
I don't know. It's when you talk about it in that kind of way, it's, you're right. There is a difference between this and Birdemic, and because of that, I can't quite go that high. So I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Wait a minute. What did you give Birdemic?
I thought I gave that a 9.
Wait a minute.
As I recall.
Birdemic? No, Birdemic was
9.5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you gave that 9.5. So you're going to stick with your 8.5?
In that case, I'll give it a 9.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So you'd say it's one lower than Birdemic.
Blood Llama 9.5 as well.
Okay, yeah. So this is slightly better than Bart of the Blood Llama.
Wow.
Yeah, slightly better.
I thought it was worse.
So a 9.4.
Just a straight up 9 for me.
Okay, what about you, Jen?
Because I laughed. I mean, you guys didn't laugh quite as much as I did. I laughed all the way through it. I mean, this was funny to me. Although, mainly, not so much because of the movie, but because of the sheer torment that you guys were going through. Especially you with the coffee scene. That was
hilarious.
That was the best part of the season.
That was the best part of the season, is just seeing my reaction to the coffee.
Out of everything else that we have seen.
Right.
Everything horrible.
I drink coffee.
All the blood, all the sex, all the crap like that. You were
like,
upset
none
by.
Of that shit's gonna happen to me. But I'm gonna drink coffee, and if somebody puts shit
blood
in my coffee.
Blood and sex are not gonna happen to you. Okay, I don't know what.
Or
to
turkey
say.
Puppets.
I'm sorry or what?
Yeah, you should say you're sorry, but you know what? It's fine.
Oh,
I've just kind of accepted
dear.
It. You
awesome.
Know, I mean,
awesome.
We'll get you a coffee mug with poop on the side.
There you go.
You're
gonna get a bunch of those.
Oh dear.
Please send poop mugs too.
Poop mugs with turkeys on them.
I've seen the ones that have the little octopus inside.
Nice.
Nice.
So 9.5, 9.5, that's 19 plus 9 is 28. That's up there. That's up there.
That is up there, man.
Wow, but you're right. We have a season champion, and it is Neil Breen. It's really hard to top his Breenness.
So horrible.
I know. It's amazing.
So horrible.
Even an evil turkey puppet could not dethrone Neil Breen. That's amazing. And it's funny. I would have thought, you know, given the movies that we saw all this year, I really would have thought Barn of the Blood Llama was going to be everybody's
top pick.
That
was pretty bad.
But.
Wait a minute. You thought Barn of the Blood Llama was going to be worse than Fateful Findings?
Well, I underestimated Neil Breen. You should never do that.
Never underestimate him. He'll come at you with a vengeance.
Absolutely. So, I would love to see a Neil Breen Evil Turkey mashup. I think that would be hysterical. But
he wouldn't do that because that's just not his kind of. That's not his kind of thing.
You know, he doesn't want anything to upstage him like a puppet would, like a turkey puppet.
He's got to be the main, you know, focus.
That's right.
Just like the turkey had to be the main focus of this movie.
That's right. That's right.
And you know what? As it should be.
As it should
be. It's called Thanksgiving.
Giblets and gravy.
Which, you know, I loved how they explained that, and they explained the title in the thing. They were like, that's why they called it Thanksgiving.
Turkeyologists.
Turkeyologists. That's right. That's right. See, we could all go back to school right now and become turkeyologists if we really wanted to. What about that?
I'm okay. I'll just do podcasts.
The only obvious issue, of course, is the fact that we should have shown this in November and saved Santa's sleigh for December, but of course we do things a little differently here at Indie Film Cafe, and we got our holidays crossed up. And
Are you saying that was our continuity error?
Continuity error.
I am not in charge of the schedule, therefore
you didn't care. You
poor
didn't
Jen, care. She just shows up and hopes to live through it.
Yeah, and so far you've survived the first season.
I have survived.
You know, you should have like a shirt that says "I survived the first season of," you know, Indie Film Cafe. You all listening, hopefully you guys all listen to every episode that we've had because they're just so amazing, right?
Absolutely. Hey, where else are you going to go and talk about movies about evil killer turkey puppets? Not too many places, I'm willing to bet.
And I think we are still planning to maybe do like a wrap-up
next
month if we can.
Sort of talk about the best and the worst and go over the scores.
Sort
the
of did that tonight, but we'll do like a more... Right. You know, more thing, you know, that like I want to hear what everybody's favorite are, and I want to hear what everybody's least favorite.
That will be very interesting.
Yes, I would love to. I'd love to dive into that. So, I guess that's it. Thank you guys all for listening to this crazy show. We pretty much just told you the whole fucking movie. Of that.
But still go out and see it because what we've described is nothing like actually seeing the film
Hopefully
itself.
Hopefully we've seen it and then listened to this.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be my hope.
Didn't you say that it was on something, some streaming?
It's on Prime.
There you go.
See, which is great because if he had forgotten it, we have it. We got a Roku.
Kind of almost did.
He almost did. We were driving down the road, and I said something about, do you have your notes for Thanksgiving? Because he has notes all the time. And he was like, oh, no, I didn't make any, and thank you for reminding me. I have to go back and get that.
And you were like, Jen would have killed you if you got
but
her there.
But then I remember we had the Roku TV now, and that if it's on Prime, which I looked it up on my app, it is on Prime. So
there you go.
There's the beauty of having the Roku thing.
And that just means if I'm not around with my copy, if you want seconds, you can just pull it up on Roku.
Hey, seconds. We're talking about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. There you go.
I don't think you planned that.
Are you
awesome.
All stuffed from the Thanksgiving jokes there, Jen? Is that what you're saying? No, you don't relish it anymore?
Stop.
I know, you've got a turkey bone to pick with me.
Stop
being a ham.
Yes, both of you.
Oh, my goodness. We've driven Jen to obscenity.
She flipped us off.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, anyway.
She showed us the bird.
Do not make me stop this recording. I will stop this recording.
You remind me of my parents. Come on.
But Mom.
That was the joke.
I will stop this recording. Okay. I will turn this car around.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Oh, dear.
We're done.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're out of here.
Check out indiefilmcafes.reviews, indiefilmcafe.reviews. Also, check out Sick Flick Productions. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Indie Film Cafe. Thankfully, all of that is in one thing.
All
we don't have to have
stuff. We're taking over the world.
We are taking over the world. Check us out on Podbean, on Spotify, everywhere where podcasts are shown, I think.
Right, pretty much. iTunes, you name it. YouTube.
Yes, we got our own YouTube channel still going on.
We're on Patreon. Send us moolah.
Send us money.
Yep.
Anyway.
We need it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Yep. This is it.
Bye.
Bye.
Now you've gone and left me. You were my friend.
My friend.
You got killed by a turkey. Who's not my friend?
Not my friend.
Oh, Billy.
Billy.
You were my best friend. Best friends forever, and now you're dead best friend. Dead best friend, Billy. Why did you have to leave me, Billy?
Why did you have to leave me?
Hey, everybody, and welcome.